XXe siècle n'a plus que Debussy par sa modernité et ses audaces. Changer notre manière d'entendre et de penser la musique. Mystérieuse entre la nature et l'imagination. Il fut un maître de l'osmose panthéiste, des paysages sans âme, dont les personnages apparaissent comme des silhouettes sans visage. On trouve à profusion ces mots, ces parfums et ces images. Obscurité, mer, forêt, nuit, brume, ombre, vent, eau, soleil, lumière. Debussy, musicien de la liberté.
In that set, music of Claude Debussy, we heard Yolande Condonassis performing Sarabande and Reverie from her recording Debussy's Harp. Before that, an unusual treatment of Clair de Lune by Catherine Finch from her CD Crossing the Stone, with François Lumière voicing the reason why Debussy was so influential. Quote, "More than any other 20th century musician, Debussy, through his bold, modern approach, changed the way we hear and perceive music. He identified with the mysterious relationships between nature and the imagination, where we find a profusion of words, fragrances, images. Clarity, obscurity, sea, forest, night, mist and shadow, wind and water, sun, light. Claude Debussy, the musician of freedom."
Thank you. Thank you.
The Pacific Arts Trio with Dan Ryder, cello, Angela Coragelos, flute, and Natalie Cox on harp, performing Debussy's Trio Sonata. From her CD Music of Havanas, this is Yolanda Condonassis performing, along with David Leisner on guitar, the Alan Havanas Suite for Harp and Guitar, also known as Spirit of Trees.
Thank you.
Yolanda Condonassis on harp with David Leisner on guitar performing the Alan Hovhaness Spirit of Trees, Sonata for Harp and Guitar, Opus 374.